Seguo continuamente e con grande apprensione le tensioni che in questi giorni si registrano in diversi paesi dell'Africa e dell'Asia.
Pope Benedict on Sunday lamented the tense situation in several African and Asian countries, saying he was following events with apprehension. In particular, the Holy Father appealed for the victims of the ongoing fighting in Libya between rebels and forces loyal to Colonel Muammar Gaddafi. The Pope said, "My heartfelt thoughts go out to Libya, where recent clashes have caused many deaths and a growing humanitarian crisis." He added that he was offering his prayers and his closeness to all the victims and to those who find themselves in situations of anguish, and he called for aid and help for the stricken populations.
Mentre invoca assistenza e soccorso per le popolazioni colpite.
The Pope's attention also turned to Pakistan and the recent assassination of the Catholic Minister for Minorities, Shahbaz Bhatti, who was shot and killed for opposing harsh blasphemy laws in the country.
Chiedo al Signore Gesù che il commovente sacrificio della vita del ministro pakistano Shahbaz Bhatti svegli nelle coscienze il coraggio e l'impegno a tutelare la libertà religiosa di tutti gli uomini.
Pope Benedict, who had met the minister at the Vatican last year, said he hoped that Mr. Bhatti's moving sacrifice would wake up consciences to find the courage to work for religious freedom and equal dignity for all in Pakistan. The Holy Father was speaking following the Angelus on Sunday in St. Peter's Square, where he also underlined the need for people to build their lives not on sand, but on a solid basis. Referring to Sunday's Gospel, the Pope said that Christ is the rock of our life. He is the eternal and definitive Word, which makes us not fear adversity, difficulty, or hardship. Pope Benedict continued by saying that the sands of power, success, and money were not the way to find happiness or stability.
May we build up our future upon the solid foundation of the Gospel of Jesus and find fulfillment and happiness and eternal salvation.
Before greeting pilgrims in various languages, including English, the Holy Father urged people to provide some space for the Word of God. It is a precious form of help, he said, to protect yourself against the superficial activism that can satisfy your pride for a time, but which in the end leaves you empty and unsatisfied. I'm Lydia O'Kane.